Students around the country are walking out of school for 17 minutes tomorrow to honor the 17 people killed in the Parkland, Florida school shooting. But there's no one organizer, as WMIC's Sarah Gonzalez reports.
Students around New York City are taking it upon themselves to organize their school's walkout.
Hi, my name is Nizat Wahid.
My name is Christopher Stauffer.
Hi, my name is Leah Yose.
I'm Audie Boykop.
And I'm organizing one of the walkouts in my school in Long Island City. It's the Academy of American Studies.
The Brooklyn Latin School.
The Bronx High School of Science.
Bard High School, Early College, Manhattan.
They range in age from 15 to 18. They attend public schools, private schools, specialized high schools, and they're all organizing their walkout differently, doing it their own way.
Please stand for the pledge.
At the Academy of American Studies in Queens, an announcement comes on over the PA system.
At 10 a.m., you are all invited to join us in the backyard to commence our walkout. Students wishing to remain inside may go to the cafeteria.
We've ordered supplies for students to make posters.
Yeah, we created a flyer.
Bake sales. We literally sold Halloween candy.
Blow pops for a dollar, which is a ridiculous price.
That's 15-year-olds Noah Rosenfeld and Griffin Fry from St. Anne's, a private school in Brooklyn. They're part of a Generation Z student organization called Operation Z, and they use their bake sale earnings for more walkout supplies. Kira Franceschini met with friends over the weekend for a sign-making party. She goes to Baruch College Campus High School, and she's drawing an image of Trump.
Just, like, drawing, like, an ugly picture of him. Like, ugly, which is how I feel about him. So, make him seem, like, less real almost, which is like making it so like we're a stronger movement than he is.
Next to her drawing, the words
make schools safe again, kind of like a play on make America great again.
It's what she'll be holding up for the walkout. Some students will cut class for just the 17 minutes. Some will hold a moment of silence. Others will chant. Some plan to talk about each of the victims. And several plan to attend a 2-hour long rally after the walkout. For 15-year-old Ali Boivab from Queens, the focus is on honoring the victims and demanding tougher gun laws.
We need to change this. This is our problem. This is the problem of our generation, so we must fix it.
The Department of Education says middle and high school students who cut class for 17 minutes won't be disciplined as long as they have their parents' permission. Leah Yose's high school is requiring students to bring permission slips.
It feels more like a field trip than a protest.
She goes to a high-achieving school, and she's worried this will deter students from participating.
Yeah, so especially at Bronx Science, where political activism isn't necessarily ingrained in our student culture, I think that something like having to get parental permission or the administration having a record of you doing this protest definitely makes students nervous.
And by the way, there are students who haven't heard about the walkout and students who aren't participating because they don't agree with a message. But for many of the organizers, like 17-year-old Nuzhat Wahid, it's bigger than the walkout. They're looking to the midterm elections this fall.
Helping people register to vote, because a lot of people that are seniors are like 18 or going to be 18 this year. So we're going to try to coordinate that, registering people to vote.
And they already have their eyes on the next action, the National March for Our Lives on the 24th. Sarah Gonzalez, WNYC News.